This is the conclusion of our four-part exploration of gang life in Jamaica, with input from four former gangsters who are now reformed Men with a Message. Men with a Message is an initiative of the Citizen Security and Justice Program. In our final program, two of our four participants, Jermaine Austin and Lindell Champeny, discuss what influenced them to turn their backs on crime and become agents of peace and change in their communities. We begin now.
Out here, some real change. Think, boy, stop them thing. When I come here in 07, this, they have a police officer at the airport. And them supposed to take me to Central, print me and deal with the thing. Yeah, I was around 12 when I must say I'm going to go for him lunch. And I see my file them. I said, so much. Where you going to live? I said, Mountain View. I said, where? I said, McGregor Gully. Oh, now for care I'm gonna know him, man. Give him up by the end of the weekend, dead. Big man thing, that kicks up me in my head. I said, go on, man, go on. So you're me glad? So I'm not for going up at police station, run there for my passport. Him said, dog eat dog. I'm like, where you are go? That, remember him said, dog eat dog. And I got it. So go on. So I'm go down, I got it. Officer, you never did wrong. I go to McGregor Gully. The evening, everybody look up at them and run up and down. Because summertime in June, them time. Look at them out in the gully and run up and down and thing. I say, a nice community where I talk about dog eat dog. They see little more when sun go down. And the gunshot them start fire. I say, whoa. See where I say no. They say, after we go sub bomb now and come in the morning time. Man, them stop fire gunshot and man come back together. They come out and I drink a beer and a man will come, fine. I'm a beer now. That's a big man. Same right for the way you hear on our bus and you beg beer. That's some poverty crime and don't you fight. You see what I say? So you see the poverty crime thing and see the youth, them give them life and nothing at all. Madness. Show me if I'm experience the two side for foreign. If me if I get back opportunity, if I go back up, I have a level 3 welding certificate. It me I use. Up.
For me, I was heavily involved in such a way that I was held by the police and charged for a murder. Sentence to be hung by my neck. I spent 14 years of my life on death row. 24 years overall behind prison bar.
My turning point was after I leave prison in 2018 April.
I was involved in a gang war in my community. And after realizing how serious it was, not my age, I took away myself and started studying the dynamics of my community. And then I realized that everybody in the community is a family. And I said to myself, so then, you don't really want to hurt or kill your family. You know? So me stay away from the community until it died down. And when it died down, me come back to my community. And when me come back to my community, you know, me start initiate a peace thing for the general community at Hilton Hotel, the peace initiative committee there, man. Realize no soil and crime and violence is not for me. Me spend so much here behind prison bar and me come. When me for try for though. If you build my community and show love. So is that what I do now, and I encourage every young people to seek the opportunity where the CSJP have to offer and try to better themselves and make this Jamaica become a better place. And unite for change though, them do something, organize with them and help Jamaica to become a better place. That's all I can say. Education is the medium through which the society must advance.
We've come to the end of our program. Thanks for staying tuned, and we do hope you learned something new about the nature of criminal activity in Jamaica. Special thanks once again to the Citizen Security and Justice Programs, Men with a Message, Narado Bell, Daniel Barnes, Jermaine Austin, and Lindell Champeny for their participation in the discussion.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.